Up and down the West Coast, there are beach towns where it would be challenging to escape a tsunami. That's because high ground is out of reach, assuming the roads are buckled or jammed after a great earthquake. Now, one low-lying Washington coastal town in that predicament is doing something about it. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on a West Coast first celebrated Thursday in Westport.
Around this time next year, Acosta Elementary School will have a new gym with a reinforced roof that can double as a tsunami refuge. This will be the first structure in North America purposely designed for tsunami vertical evacuation. Students say the rare catastrophe weighs on their minds, living as they do at the edge of the ocean.
When I think of a tsunami, it kind of scares me. I just think about it all the time.
I met fourth grader Garrett Jones and sixth grader Darcelyn Perrette at the groundbreaking ceremony. They pushed golden clam guns into the ground. Sixth grader Kirsten Hupfer joined alongside, as did various important grown-ups who wielded more practical shovels.
One, two, three.
It's exciting to have like a new school here, cause like, and it's like really cool to have like be the only school like that's tsunami safe.
Westport, Washington is basically one long sand spit. The elementary and high schools were built on one of the highest dune ridges around, but that's only about 28 feet above sea level. And that may not be high enough in the worst-case scenario of a magnitude 9.0 full rip of the offshore Cascadia earthquake fault. Models predict the subsequent tsunami washes over pretty much everything for miles around. Structural engineer Cale Ash of Degen Kolb Engineers in Seattle took that as a design challenge.
The extra features would include the pile foundations, which were made a little bit larger in diameter and also deeper to make sure they could resist any scour, any washing away of the site that would happen from the tsunami flow. The building's also designed to resist impact. As the water comes in, it can bring debris like logs and vehicles and other stuff.
Four outside stairways lead to a flat concrete and steel reinforced roof capable of holding more than 1,000 people. Ash says the rooftop refuge is about 14 feet above the maximum estimated tsunami height. School bond voters along the outer Washington coast agreed to tax themselves for the extra million or $1.5 million cost of the tsunami safety enhancements. This even though the area struggles with poverty and high unemployment. Fortunately, along most of the Washington, Oregon, and California coast, natural high ground is not as far away as it is in Westport.
Vertical evacuation, to me, it is never the preferable option.
Lori Dengler is an earthquake and tsunami expert at Humboldt State University.
And if you talk to any emergency manager, they are not going to want to have people isolated in the top of a building, possibly for days or maybe even a week or longer.
That said, Dengler understands sometimes the last choice is your only choice. In places like Westport and Ocean Shores, Washington, and Seaside, Oregon, she says vertical evacuation could offer the only chance of survival and should be looked at. Down the coast, two other low-lying communities are planning another kind of tsunami safe haven. In Long Beach, Washington, and the Fairhaven neighborhood in Humboldt County, California, residents have proposed tall earthen mounds. The one about to enter the permitting phase in Southwest Washington is being designed to hold more than 800 people on top. Like Westport, parts of the Long Beach Peninsula lack nearby high ground. At one point, Cannon Beach, Oregon looked like it would have the first engineered tsunami refuge on the West Coast, but the idea to build a new city hall on stilts with an evacuation platform on top got way too expensive and was shelved in the last couple years. I'm Tom Bonsi in Westport, Washington.